This is VOA News. Yeah, remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has shifted its diplomatic operations from Afghanistan to Qatar now that the United States has ended its military presence in Afghanistan. He said a small number of U.S. citizens, less than 200, likely closer to 100, remain in Afghanistan, and he said the United States will keep up relentless efforts to help Americans, Afghans, and others to leave the country if they choose to. Earlier, a senior Taliban official told VOA that the last U.S. military flights left the international airport in Kabul just after midnight local time. Both the White House and the Pentagon described the conditions on the ground during the final hours of the U.S. military-led evacuation as both fluid and dangerous, highlighted by an overnight rocket attack on the Kabul airport that was also claimed by Islamic State. Defense officials said the attackers fired as many as 5 rockets at the airport. 3 of them missed the airfield entirely. A 4th landed at the airport without causing any significant damage. And a 5th rocket was taken out by U.S. defense systems at the airport, according to U.S. officials. In the meantime, the U.S. is also coming under increased criticism for some of its security efforts, including a drone strike Sunday in Kabul. U.S. military officials say the strike killed Islamic State operatives who were loading explosives into a van with the intent of carrying out an attack on the airport. But media reports, including one by the New York Times, said the strike or secondary explosions killed as many as 9 civilians, among them children. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby on Monday stood by the initial assessment of imminent threat, but added that the military is not in a position to dispute accounts that bystanders had been killed.